Welcome to In Conversation with Lyndon Terracini, the podcast where we meet the extraordinary talents, both on stage and off, working at Opera Australia. These conversations were all originally filmed for our streaming service, OA TV. You can find more online at tv.opera.org.au, as well as full productions and behind-the-scenes footage. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to OA TV. And my very special guest today, Paul Fitzsimon. Paul, welcome to OA TV.
Thank you, Lyndon.
Now, you're now the chorus master at Opera Australia.
Yes.
But you also conduct. You've done Metamorphosis that we did in the dock.
Yes.
And two performances, the matinees of The Merry Widow this year.
Indeed, yes.
So could we talk a little bit about your background? You studied in Melbourne, piano.
Sure.
So you're a pianist.
Yes.
And then conducting in Germany.
Yes. So I grew up in country Victoria.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts?
Traralgon.
Oh, yeah.
So Gippsland.
Yeah.
And my father was an amateur violinist.
Uh-huh.
So he's the one who first encouraged me to firstly learn piano and then later learning violin and viola.
Uh-huh.
Of which he actually taught me,
strangely enough.
I recommend, as much as I love my dad, I recommend not having fathers teach sons instruments. It's just, yeah.
Yes. It's like teaching your children to drive a car. It's not a good idea.
Yes, indeed. And after that, I went to Melbourne. I studied piano performance at Melbourne University. Alongside that, I was learning conducting.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting experiences conducted with orchestras. And then in 2008, I auditioned for the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And I won their inaugural position of assistant conductor
mm-hmm.
for that year, which opened many doors for me. And after that, I got the opportunity to go over and study in Berlin.
Mm.
So I moved to Germany for 4 years all up,
mm-hmm.
which was an extraordinary experience.
Yeah, and always in Berlin?
So I studied and taught at the university for 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and then I freelanced as a conductor
mm-hmm.
For about a year and a half, and then I went to Graz,
mm-hmm.
which is the second biggest city in Austria, as you
yeah.
know, and I worked with an old mentor of mine, Johannes Fritsch,
yep.
Who has worked obviously at the opera
yeah.
quite a bit, and so I was his assistant in Graz,
mm-hmm.
and he said, Paul, why don't you come and assist me in Sydney? I'm going to Sydney to work on Zalome.
Mm-hmm.
And we just worked together on Electra.
Yeah.
So we'd gotten along very well. And so I said, yes, absolutely. I'd love to come and work with you in Australia. So that was my first introduction to Opera Australia.
Yeah.
Which was about 2012.
Mm.
So I came over, assisted Johannes on that. I met Tony Legg,
yeah.
who was the head of music then. Tony asked me if I wanted to audition as a pianist.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, which was very nerve-wracking, but obviously I did an okay job. And Tony hired me subsequently for Hosh,
yeah.
for the second Hosh that we did. And then I got an email in the middle of the year when I was back in Berlin saying, Paul, would you like a full-time job
mm.
in Opera Australia? And I was just on the cusp mm. of getting some work here and there in Europe,
mm.
but I had wanted to go and work in an opera house as a repetiteur,
mm.
Just to learn the operatic repertoire.
Yeah, yeah.
My principal background was symphonic repertoire,
mm.
Beethoven, Brahms,
mm.
Mozart, that sort of stuff. So I said to Tony, yes, please, I'd love to come back.
Mm.
And I've been here ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2013, I think I came back.
Yeah, it's been fantastic.
But now you're the
chorus master.
Yes.
And doing a fantastic job, I have to say.
Thank you.
But do you want to talk a little bit about what that entails? You know, what's the daily life of the chorus, and particularly
sure.
the chorus master?
Sure. So the job of a chorus master is multifaceted. It's primarily my job is to prepare the chorus for each opera that
mm.
they're in. And in some ways, that's an extension of my work as a repetiteur.
Yeah.
You're preparing singers, except in this case, you're preparing the whole group.
Mm.
On top of that, and a huge amount on top of that, is the day-to-day administration
mm.
of being a chorus master. So I'm responsible for hiring
yeah.
All of our casual singers. Mm. So the Opera Australia Chorus is made up of a group of permanent singers, the number 29 at the moment. And on top of that, then we get a wonderful casual singers who come in and sing in each show, depending on the numbers that we require for the operas. So that's actually a big responsibility. I find that's one of my biggest responsibilities, to make sure that I know who are the good singers out there and who are the people that I need to be keeping an eye on, and which people work well in a group situation as well.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that too. It's not just that people are good singers, but you know, they need to be able to sight read well, be good musicians,
exactly.
And also finding the right mix of singers so that the blend produces a really beautiful and, you know, voluminous sound.
That's right.
How do you go about, you know, finding the people that blend well?
So usually for singers that we haven't hired before on a casual basis, I would usually hire them for maybe one or two operas, bring them in, see how they work in the group, see how their sound blends.
Yeah.
I would usually give them feedback in rehearsals.
Yeah.
Like I was just giving today to a few of the new singers in Anani. Just saying, you know, think in this section, think about blending with your neighbours just a little bit more. And then I see how they respond to that.
Yeah.
And how the end result comes out in the performances. And if it's good, then I hire them back.
Yeah, because some of them who are singing the Anani chorus, for example, they also sing principal roles.
Exactly.
With Opera Australia, but also with other companies.
Yes,
so,
that's right.
It's difficult then when they're soloists blending with the group.
That's right. They're a particular set of skills to be a chorus singer that aren't always used when you're a principal or just a soloist. So it's really important to see those people, how they work within a group situation. And also it's important that they're able to learn music and adapt quickly.
Yeah.
Because as you know, this company, we put on so many different shows, the timetable for the chorus is so compact and so full that either they sink or swim. They have to be able to learn the music in time and to adapt to the situations that they're in.
Yeah. Now, a lot of what you do as the chorus master involves conducting
yes.
rehearsals,
yes.
Preparing the chorus before the conductor of the opera arrives.
Absolutely.
Do you want to talk a little bit about how you prepare to conduct those rehearsals?
Sure.
Well, thinking about, you know, the conductor that's coming in and how he or she might want to do the piece.
Absolutely. So the first thing I do, I always do a complete translation of everything that we're singing, and also the bits around the chorus, so I understand what's going on. I worked very closely with our wonderful language coach, Nicole Dorigo, who is our French and Italian language coach. And She often speaks to me about the language that the conductor, because we have different conductors conducting, you know, the different shows, wonderful visiting conductors. Each of those conductors work with the language in a slightly different way, whether it be French or Italian or in other cases with other people, German or Russian. So I get an idea of that, and then I plan my rehearsals very meticulously to make sure that they're efficient.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got 2.5 hours, I have 60 people in the room, which from a purely economic point of view is actually extremely expensive. So it's up to me to get the absolute best value for money out of those 2.5 hours to make sure that we get the best development that we can in that time.
Yeah.
And then I get in contact with the conductors themselves to ask, are there musically any special notes that you have for me? Some conductors get back to me very quickly, others don't, and which can be a bit of an annoyance. But overall, when the conductor comes and arrives, my relationship with him is one of trying to understand exactly what he wants and conveying that to the chorus as quickly and as effectively as I can.
Yeah. Mm. Now, recently too, as I mentioned, you've been conducting.
Yes.
You did Metamorphosis in the
Doc. Yes, which was an incredible piece, incredible challenge as
But,
Well,
I was going to ask you about the difference between Metamorphosis and The Merry Widow, for example, that you've just been conducting.
Absolutely. So Metamorphosis is this incredible contemporary Australian opera.
Brian Howard.
Brian Howard. Yeah. Pretty much 100 minutes straight through without an interval. Very difficult atonal music, not only with the orchestra but also with the singers. For my preparation, I learnt that pretty much at the piano, learning every single note as much as I could. Because in that situation, I was also the rehearsal conductor. For Merry Widow, it was actually my first ever jump in on Saturday. So I was rather nervous about that because I hadn't built up any muscle memory. Apart from standing out in my dressing room doing some performances and actually conducting along. So my preparation for Merry Widow was much more of a passive endeavour because I didn't actually have rehearsals with the singers or with the orchestra.
To be clear about it, the jump in is you actually walk into the pit and you start conducting the opera having never rehearsed it with them before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And
which happens in, you know, opera
houses. It does.
Houses
it happens all the time.
All over the world.
It happens all the time.
I have to say, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Was extremely happy, and it was a wonderful, wonderful performance.
Thank you. I felt I was in a very fortunate situation to do the jump in here because I have many friends and colleagues on stage and in the pit with whom I was able to just make music.
And
it felt, I felt very supported in that way.
So. No, we certainly felt that in the audience too.
Great.
And it looked as though you were having a great time.
I was having a great time.
It's terrific. Now, I think you're going to conduct the chorus in a piece from Atanani that you're rehearsing at the moment.
Yes.
So would you like to talk a little bit about the chorus that you're preparing and that our viewers will hear and see in a couple of minutes?
Sure. So this is from the second act of Atanani. This is a party scene. It's full of joyous chorus singing, and I hope you enjoy it.
Well, thank you, Paul. It's been great to have you here today.
Thank you, Linda.
And we look forward to Atanani and the Opera Australia Chorus, conducted by Paul Fitzsimon.
Zum Jammer,
Thank you for listening to In Conversation with Lyndon Terracini. We hope you've enjoyed the chat, and we'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast. That way, you'll get each new episode as they're released. We also hope to see you in the theatre in the not-too-distant future. And you can stay up to date with all we've got going on at opera.org.au.